I've been familiar with the ketosis aspect of ancestral eating for nearly two decades, but I always considered keto to be an extreme and temporary practice, perhaps suitable only for brief periods of fasting, for aggressive fat reduction, or as a last-ditch strategy for the obese to right the ship and protect against a medical catastrophe. In the past few years, though, there has been renewed interest in keto, both in the sciences and among the most adventurous in the ancestral health movement, to use keto as a strategy with broad application to promote the esteemed goal of metabolic flexibility. Inspired by the thought leaders, many of whom you'll meet in this book, I started fooling around with keto several years ago, and I noticed some immediate discernible benefits, especially increased mental clarity and reduced hunger. As my writing partner Brad, the narrator, and I maintained states of nutritional ketosis for sustained periods of time during the research and writing of this book, we both experienced significant health and athletic performance breakthroughs. Indeed, the Keto Reset Diet book is powered by ketones. As I'll detail throughout the book, regulating appetite and developing the ability to survive and thrive on fewer calories is key to optimum health and maximum longevity. Owning this insight, though, requires a massive shift in the mindset from that flawed, if the furnace is hot enough, anything will burn mentality that represents one of the most destructive concepts in conventional dietary and exercise wisdom. We'll talk details in Chapter 2. What is keto? Keto is a catch-all nickname for anything pertaining to the metabolic state of ketosis, the burning of ketones, or ketone bodies, or the dietary macronutrient composition that's ultra-low-carb, moderate protein, and high fat that promotes the attainment of this delicate metabolic state. Ketones are a source of caloric energy in the body that are used by the brain, heart, and muscles in the same manner as glucose. They are produced in the liver as a byproduct of fat metabolism when, owing to extreme restriction of dietary carbohydrates, insulin, blood sugar, and liver glycogen levels are all very low. Most people go through life never getting anywhere near this state for very long and never experiencing the almost magical effects of this natural superfuel. Ketones and fat, since the burning of these two caloric energy sources always go hand in hand, help minimize the inflammation and oxidative damage that come from eating the modern grain-based high-carbohydrate diet. Keto awareness arises from the primal paleo low-carb dietary movement that has become wildly popular over the past decade, but it is a bit more specific with respect to the required dietary macronutrient ratios, and it can be even more effective for weight loss, disease protection, and peak cognitive and athletic performance than a standard low-carb diet. Out on the street, which I guess today means the internet, terms like keto, ketone burning, ketogenic, and ketotic are used indiscriminately to describe the burning of ketones for energy and the pursuit of or existence in a fat and keto-adapted state. You'll learn about the differences along the way in this book, but it's particularly important to understand the distinction between ketosis, that's a metabolic state quantified by blood or breath meter values, and ketoacidosis. The latter is a potentially life-threatening condition that almost always occurs only in type 1 diabetics who can't produce insulin or in alcoholics who have poorly functioning livers. Insulin immediately shuts down ketone production. That's why a high-carbohydrate meal knocks you out of ketosis. Unfortunately, ketoacidosis is often confused with ketosis. Even among nutrition and medical professionals who should know better, shame on them, but they only have vague exposure to the concepts related to ketone production in the liver. Owing to this common misconception, you may encounter inaccurate internet articles from dietitians and even doctors who react to anything keto with alarm because of the severity of ketoacidosis. The exact definition of ketosis is that of being in a metabolic state whereby your body is accumulating ketones in the bloodstream faster than they're being burned. Being in ketosis may not be indicative of your ability to burn ketones for fuel, however. That's important to reflect on. That's huge. Being in ketosis may not be indicative of your ability to burn them for fuel. People who have an acute illness or who are on calorie-restricted crash diets while carbohydrate-dependent can get into a state of ketosis in a few days, but they may not be burning ketones for energy. Instead, they excrete these valuable energy sources in their urine and breath because they remain addicted to carbohydrates. If you've done the work to escape carbohydrate dependency and trend toward fat burning, being in ketosis may indeed be representative of your ability to manufacture and burn ketones for energy. Consequently, the term fat and keto adapted is the best way to describe eating and living in a state where you're enjoying the benefits of burning fat and ketones as your preferred fuel sources. When you're fully adapted, your muscles burn mostly fat for fuel, while the ketones produced by the liver are prioritized for use by the brain. The brain is a huge energy demand organ. It's about 2% of your total body weight, 3% in my case. But your brain burns 20 to 25% of your daily calories. And you see, the brain cannot burn fat, so it must burn either glucose or ketones. Experts suggest that maintaining a state of nutritional ketosis requires a dietary macronutrient composition of approximately 65 to 75% fat, 15 to 25% protein, and 5 to 10% carbs. With carb intake, experts recommend a hard limit of 50 grams per day for active folks and 20 grams per day for the inactive. To adhere to the stringent ketogenic carbohydrate intake limit and obtain maximum benefits, you must completely eliminate all forms of sugars, sweetened beverages, and grains from your diet, and even pass on starchy tubers like sweet potatoes that are otherwise considered healthy and primal paleo approved. Eating an energy bar or enjoying a fresh squeezed juice, even a modest 8-ounce glass, can bump you out of ketosis for 24 hours and possibly much longer.